Okay, now we're going to turn to econometrics with Brian McCall.
Hi, I'll be teaching the econometrics, applied econometrics, and I would like to underline the applied, so we'll be doing lots of applications, both using U.S. data as well as international data. In fact, we'll be the students will get their hands dirty looking at several data sets. They'll be doing some group projects and some short presentations in the course. There's a lab, and in the lab, what will be going on will be learning the software that we'll use, and then the course will be using Stata, which is sort of the standard software in economics to do econometrics. We will be looking at several sort of policy applications, just to name a few. I am a teacher in both economics and in the School of Education, and some of the applications that we'll be examining will have to do with No Child Left Behind, high school graduation requirements, financial aid, and what its impact is on retention and persistence in college. And also we'll be looking at things dealing with unemployment insurance, which is a critical issue now given the circumstances in the U.S. We'll be looking abroad at developing countries, for example, in Indonesia. We'll be looking at school construction and how it impacts education and wages and skills in these developing countries. And so we will have to be going through several different topics in econometrics. We'll be doing the sort of standard multiple regression analysis, but we also will be looking at more recent techniques that have become popular to do causal analysis, and these have sometimes been labeled as quasi-experimental techniques like regression discontinuity, which are really important for policy. You really want to know not whether there's an association between two variables, but rather that one of these policy levers actually causes or has an effect on some outcome that you're interested in changing.